In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. The signs and proofs of Allah are the Holy Prophet, the Lady Fatima, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam.
The signs and proofs of God, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, and also what is meant by the Book of Allah, according to the inner meaning, are the Holy Prophet, the Lady Fatima and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam.
Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated with reliable chains of narrators that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, had said, while explaining the verse, "And they who reject our communications, are deaf and dumb, in utter darkness, whom Allah pleases, He causes to err, and whom He pleases, He puts on the right way." The Holy Quran 6, 39. The apparent meaning of which is, those who belied our verses, are such deaf that they do not hear the verses, as they should be heard, so that they may benefit by them, and who are so dumb that, they do not speak the true word. They are groping restlessly in the darkness of blasphemy and waywardness. Allah deviates whom He wants to deviate, that is, He leaves the one who is not capable of divine mercy to himself, and He guides to the right path one whom He wants. The Imam, alayhi salam, said that this verse has been revealed for the group which belied messengers and their legatees, and it is only those who are deaf and dumb. As Allah says, they are surrounded by darkness. The one who is an offspring of Satan, does not testify the legatees, and does not put faith in them. They are those whom Allah deviates. The one who is from the progeny of Adam, alayhi salam, and in whose seed Satan has not participated, puts faith in messengers and their legatees, and he is on the right path. The narrator says that, he heard the Hazrat saying that, wherever the words, who reject our communications are mentioned, what is meant is, the belying of all the legatees. There are two reasons for explaining that the belying of verses is the belying of the legatees. The first is that verses, communications means the grandeur and greatness of Allah as will be described in the following verses. Second, it would mean those verses, which are revealed in praise of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam. Denying them is, therefore, the denial of the entire Holy Quran.
Similarly, in the explanation of the verse, "And those who are heedless of our communications." The Holy Quran 10, 7. It is narrated that here communications means Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, and that the evidence of this statement is the word of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. No sign of Allah is greater than I am.
Likewise, according to reliable chains of narrators, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said, in the explanation of the verse, "The verses and the warners do not give any benefit to those wayward people who have no faith." The Holy Quran 10, 101. Ayats, here, means Imams, alayhimus salam, and Nuzer, warners, means the messengers. Then, in further explanation he added that, "And, as for, those who disbelieve in, and reject our communications, these are who shall have a disgraceful chastisement." The Holy Quran 22, 57. This verse refers to those people who became disbelievers, and who belied our signs. So, for them is the humiliating chastisement. It means the group which did not put faith in the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen and the Holy Imams, alayhimus salam. Then added that the divine words, "Very soon Allah will show you His signs, ayats, and that at that time, you will recognize them." Hear them means Amirul Mu'mineen and the Holy Imams, alayhimus salam, when they will return in Rajat, Second Coming. Then their enemies will recognize them, when they see them.
Again, with a good chain of narrators, Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, is reported to have said, in explanation of the verse, "If we wish, we may send down from sky, an ayah which may make them bow before it." The Holy Quran 42, 4. Here the meaning of, "those who will bow down," is the necks of proud Bani Umayyah. They will bow. when a voice from sky will be heard in the name of Sahib al-Amru, alayhi salam. At that time they will have to obey. Similarly, it has been mentioned in the explanation of the divine commandment, no one denies our verses, but the disbelievers that who do not deny means Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
Likewise, according to trustworthy chains of narrators, Imam Kazim, alayhi salam, is reported to have said, while explaining the verse, that was because their messengers kept bringing them clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, but they disbelieved, so Allah seized them. Lo! He is strong, severe in punishment. The Holy Quran 40:22. Clear proofs means Imams, alayhim as-salam. According to the Blessed Kulaini, Rahmatullah alayh, while explaining the verse, and when our clear communications are recited to them, those who hope not for our meeting say, bring a Quran other than this, or change it. The Holy Quran 10:15. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that, it means bring a Quran in which there is no mention of the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, or make, in this Quran, mention of those other than, Ali, alayhi salam.
In many traditions from Ibn Mahiyar and others, Imam Sadiq and Imam Riza, alayhim as-salam, are reported to have said, while explaining the verse that, it implies that, the Holy Quran in the protected tablet, is with us. It is protected from any changes or alterations, and it is the highest in rank among all divine scriptures, and it is full of wisdom, that is, it contains many words of wisdom, or it is makam or stable and clear, and it is not cancelled or amended, but by itself. These gentlemen have said that, it means that Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, is mentioned in Surah Fatiha, which is Ummul Kitab, mother of the book, who is both wise and intelligent. And it depends upon the fact that Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the straight path of guardianship and following. Hence, it is said that when people asked Imam Riza, alayhi salam, as to where Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib has been mentioned in Ummul Kitab, he replied, in guide us. Because Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the Sirat Mustaqim, and it is mentioned in the prayer of the day of Ghadir that, I give witness that Ali, alayhi salam, is the guiding Imam and that he is the master of the believers whose mention has been made by Allah in his book, saying, and surely, it is in the original of the book with us, truly elevated, full of wisdom. The Holy Quran 43:4.